Don't you want to know where your money is going? This is the question Liberal MP for Mississauga East Cooksville, Albina Guagnari, is posing through her bill, C-470, which has passed second reading in the House after being introduced late last year. Guagnari wants the top five earners in any Canadian charity to disclose their salary publicly, and she's also proposing a salary cap of $250,000 for those working in the nonprofit sector. Her bill is causing a stir in the charity world. Last week, fundraising and volunteer management coordinator Ken Wyman spoke to At Humber. He says the idea of a salary cap is ridiculous.
I don't see them talking about wage controls on investment bankers who get $250,000 Christmas bonuses. No, them they bail out. I don't see them talking about wage controls on hockey players who can't even seem to win a game. I don't see them talking about wage controls on the junk food gazillionaires and the people who make plastic that pollutes the planet. This is some strange kind of politics of fear and anger, and it's time to stop blaming the charities.
But Guagnari says the transparency is something we should expect from an organization that Canadians give money to out of the goodness of their hearts.
Not surprisingly, executives don't want to tell their donors what they're really making, and they don't want to limit their future earnings. However, I believe that donors and taxpayers have tolerated salary excess because they don't know what people are making, and they don't know how little of their money makes it to the cost.
She says the real issue is that Canadians don't know where their money is going when they write a check to the door knocker or give their credit card number to a cold caller.
You know, executives say their charities should be run like any other business, so they should disclose their salaries like any other businesses have to. The market share of donors isn't increasing. What is increasing are people's expectation of their salary level. You know, I think donors should be suspicious of any charity that doesn't want to tell you how they are spending your generosity.
But Wyman says that this could contribute to a sort of brain drain, where high-level executives with the diverse skill set required to handle the job leave Canadian charities to work in the private sector or in another country where they are being better compensated. In response, Guagnari says that salary shouldn't matter as much when it comes to a good job.
Well, when you look at government sector, for instance, deputy ministers run departments with billions, you know, worth billions of dollars. And are they suggesting that deputy ministers are somehow of a low caliber, individuals? I think that good people will always be attracted to good causes. I don't think necessarily if they're paid $500,000, they're more competent than someone who's paid $250,000.
Both Guagnari and Wyman say that Canadians should do their research before opening their wallets. But Guagnari says that the research isn't possible until charities start opening their account books.
The bottom line is that I haven't heard one good reason why charity should be the only public organization that can hide their salaries. You know, government can't do it. Publicly traded companies can't do it. So why should charities be secret societies when it comes to their salaries? Have you heard a good reason?
Bill C-470 passed second reading in the House last month. The fundraising community has started a website called NoToBillC470.com to air their grievances. For At Humber, I'm Meg Banks.